conference. Because let me tell you, if you think another $760 million trying to censor and shut everybody up with what's going on is happening, that's like throwing gasoline on an open fire. And some listeners are like, shut up, Jones, don't tell them that. Do you understand what's going to happen when Israel gets overrun? They're going to use nuclear weapons. Okay, this is crazy town, okay? You think attacking Iran's bad? This is way worse, okay? You think the average Jew over in Israel has any understanding of this? No, they're just like Americans. They just buy the propaganda. This is so bad, folks. I'm trying to take the keys away from somebody on PCP, basically. The Jewish leadership doing this needs a straitjacket. All right, go back to it.
Since October 7th, all Jewish organizations in the United States together have spent upwards of $600 million.
Way more than that.
Fighting this avalanche of anti-Semitism. I have one question. Has it helped? Has all this money stopped? Even slowed down the hatred against us?
Hit pause again. Let me give a message to Jewish conference leader Ronald Lauder. Mr. Lauder, let me explain something to you. Mm-hmm. I know you think you're the center of the universe. There's a fourth turning, guaranteed mega turning we're in, a global revolutionary cycle that has been going on since history was recorded. Every 87 years. 87 to 89 years. It's a two-year differential. This is guaranteed, like 1776 and so many others, okay? Notice 1776, we had revolutionary, it was all over the world as well. This is a cycle, okay? So you see people opposing your interest in what you want to do, and you make it all about you. You've now become the face of the establishment during a global revolutionary turn, and you wonder why the more you push against it, the why it gets worse, because it's an unstoppable force. Why don't you just come and join us for the big win, a pro-human future? You can't beat us. Why don't you just join us? Seriously. You're in a fourth turning, and you've now made it all about you and literally say, we the Jews are under attack. We control all this stuff. We're going to fight this tide. You cannot fight it. You can't get us all killed, though. You've made yourself the focal point of the bad guys. And you've seen the change happening and waded in to get full control. The people immediately see you as the establishment. You're now the most unpopular country in the world. You have just supercharged your own destruction. And then you wonder, what are you going to do? More censorship, more control, more attacks. Oh, that's going to work really good. What's Princess Leah tell Governor Tarkin? You can't win. The more you squeeze, the more star systems will slip through your fingers. That's how this works. Let's go back to it.
The answer is no. All the efforts from TV commercials to full-page ads and newspapers, conferences, all the attempts to tell the world.
Hit pause again, back in 10 seconds. This guy's like 80 years old. He's drooling. We bought all the full-page ads. They ain't working. We bought all these $100,000 ads. He sounds like Bernie Sanders. They're not working because nobody reads that newspaper except dinosaurs like you. We bought all the full-page ads. They're not working. Somebody get me my oatmeal and my colostomy bag. Little note to the Jews out there. You might not want to have 85-year-old people running your operations, okay? Just please, you're going to get us all killed, okay? Please stop. And you know, all the former intelligence chiefs agree with me from Israel. The ADF told Trump don't do it. Why don't we lionize those smart people? I don't want to fight you. I'm not your enemy. But if you are like an 18-wheeler that wants to run me over, what am I supposed to do? You're making yourself the enemy. Stop it. And you're energizing the Muslims and all the other people that are envious and are idiots. But I'm not envious. Quite frankly, I'm smarter than you. And I'm telling you, stop what you're doing right now. Go back to this idiot.
Full-page ads and newspapers, conferences, all the attempts to tell the world the facts. have accomplished very little. That's because anti-Semites already have access to all the facts, and they're not interested in the facts or truth. They have their own psychotic narrative that blames Jews for everything under the sun. The Gaza War, the Jews started it. The high cost of gas.
Hit pause again. Israel founded Hamas. Netanyahu doubled the funding to Hamas. Israel stood down. Israel helped Turkey put al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. And the British and the U.S. do it too. We got evil in all our countries. But you continue to say, if people oppose evil, that we hate you because you're a Jew. No, we don't like you because you're trying to run our lives, buddy boy. Back to him.
Developed in the Jewish laboratory. Global warming is the Jews. You are wasting your breath to reason with them. You cannot educate an anti-Semite. Case in point, since the Gaza War ended, the demonstrations haven't gone away. They've only grown more violent.
Can pause again.
Only now.
Why are most of the groups funding the Muslims? Soros Jewish groups. You just can't help yourself. Just admit that the main opposition you're fighting is the Rothschild liberal arm of Judaism. And you flooded our borders with the Catholic Church, heavily involved with you as well, with the Jesuits. We know too much, pal. Don't you wag your finger at us about the universities and the communists and the Muslims when you're the one that brought them in here with your fetish to screw the West. Back to him.
They move from anti-Israel and pro-Hamas marches to targeting Jews, going to synagogues, kosher restaurants, or just walking down the street.
Why should Zionism be an idea and a goal that only Jews can embrace? I'm a goy, and I'm a Zionist.
Pause again, start over. This is their same conference. I'm a goy, which means I'm a cattle, I'm not a human, I'm profane, and that's a narrow view of Judaism. The point is that you're airing this on TV? I don't want to have a war and destroy you. You're doing it for yourself. You are your own problem. Start it over. Listen to this, Count Dracula Goy. Listen to this guy.
Why should Zionism be an idea and a goal that only Jews can embrace? I'm a Goy, and I'm a Zionist. With all my heart, out of conviction, and with passion. First, we need a zero-tolerance policy towards open hatred of Jews. All anti-Semites in word and deed, regardless of their origin, must be expelled wherever legally possible. British politician and Conservative Party leader Kayme Badenoch put it clearly and courageously, I quote, "Anything that's inciting violence against Jews has got to go," quote end. We need this statement and its consequences not only in Britain, but in every democratic country. Second, Europe should introduce preferential immigration and citizenship for Jewish families. In the US, approximately 7.7 million Jews live. That is 2.2% of the population. In the EU and the UK combined, it is roughly 1 million. That is 0.2% and 10 times less than in America. It is in Europe's own best interest to change that, and it is more than a gesture.
He calls for more open borders.
If the idea of
Muslims,
a multicultural society is
we must
to
bring in
be
more
taken
Muslims
seriously,
kill the Jews.
Then
yes,
there is
yes,
an
I
urgent
love Jews.
Need
bring
for greater
Muslims.
Diversity in Europe. In a Europe where Christian and particularly Muslim influences increasingly grow. To put claims of tolerance to the test, it is important to make Jewish culture more visible. Europe must become more Jewish. Third, anti-Semitism on social media platforms must be consistently curbed. TikTok in particular is today one of the most dangerous propaganda machines for amplifying extremist content. Banned by censorship in China on an almost unchecked rise.
He certainly hasn't heard of the Streisand effect. All right, it's a total nightmare. and it's just going to get worse. Harrison Smith's about to take over. Fucking shots are ridiculous. Harrison Smith is about to take over. Please support us. Please spread the articles and videos. Please remember they're Paul Revere's. And know tonight at midnight, our deal on bovine colostrum and the Shilajit gummies, so incredible. Both are buy one, get one free of the bovine colostrum or the Shilajit gummies. It ends tonight at midnight. Other big sales are about to end. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You fund us. The products are amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP for $3 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, and so much more. But whatever you do, flood the zone with the link. Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new coordinates. Follow us there. Harrison Smith takes over now.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at TheAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, The Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.